It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Mexican tenor Javier Camarena, earlier this month at the Metropolitan Opera in New York City, had the chance to do something very few singers have ever been allowed to do in over 75 years at the Met, encore an aria during a performance, because the audience went wild after he sang it the first time. He joins fellow tenors Luciano Pavarotti and Juan Diego Flores as the only singers since 1942 to break the Met's rule by repeating an aria during a complete performance by audience demand. It doesn't happen often, he says, but it's about the reaction of the public. They are asking for more. And in this case, they ask for a repeat of an aria from Donizetti's Don Pasquale, which sports a hard-to-hit high note at the end. For many decades, the Met followed a strict no-encores policy, but Camarena, who turned 40 on Saturday, has sung three encores at the Met so far. You can hear the Met broadcasts every Saturday during the Met broadcast season here at kbok.org at 89.5 FM or with our mobile app. Arizona 2nd District Congresswoman Martha McSally has this piece of advice for the Air Force. Ditch the bands and put those musicians to work in jobs that boost national security. McSally said, the service easily complains about manning levels and officials make it their newest excuse for prematurely retiring essential close air support aircraft like the A-10 Warthog, yet we have hundreds of people, she said, playing the tuba and the clarinet. If we really had a manning crisis, from my perspective, we would tell people to put down the tuba and pick up a wrench or a gun, McSally said at a House Armed Services Committee hearing. The Air Force's band programs have about 540 enlisted airmen and almost 20 officers. Officials have already dismantled some of the service's more unusual career fields, including the amateur show band Tops in Blue, to use those funds for other platforms. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on 89.5 KBOC Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.